Welcome to the Talking Hops exclusive OG Tay's Tasting Room, brought to you by Off the Rails Podcast.
Yes.
If you have not gone there, you should go there now, offtherailspodcast.com. Subscribe to our podcast. We do a beer review every single week, but this is a beer review that will not be on our podcast. It's exclusively for talkinghops.com and the people that come here. So,
and we are at OTRpod on Twitter.
We're actually at Off the Rails Pod on Twitter.
Okay.
Off the Rails Pod on Twitter. You can follow us there.
That works.
Come check us out. Subscribe to our podcast.
Yes.
But in the meantime, every episode, we dive into OG Tay's Tasting Room.
Yes.
So let's walk into the tasting room. Let's have a tasting here for our Talking Hops readers.
Welcome to my cellar, bitches. Here we go. We've got a local brewery called The Brewery.
The Brewery, yes.
That's a creative name by them.
Yes. Without a W.
Yeah.
Without a W, B-R-U-E-R-Y.
Yes. By the way, it's Noah and Sean, OG Tay, and
Bubba.
Bubba.
And Bubba. So yes. If you're new, if you never listen to our podcast, that's who's here with you. So go ahead. All right. Sorry. I had to get that
out of
the way.
So we're going to go with the style that we're trying today by The Brewery. The name of the beer is Nine Ladies Dancing.
So it's a Christmas beer.
An American strong ale. It's a winter beer.
Okay.
An American strong ale. We like strong ales around
here.
We do
like
strong
ales. Yes, mm-hmm. We do. Yep.
ABV. Bubba, you have a guess?
Let me take a whiff of it. Well, it smells strong. Let's say 9.8.
Noah? I like this new game. Guess the ABV.
9.7.
Well,
I'm going Price is Right style.
Well, Noah's the winner, but he's still a little far off here. You guys should know me by now. 11.3.
Oh, well, then I'm not the winner. I said lower. He said
Oh, you said
higher.
Lower.
I said
9.7.
Wow. He said 9.8.
I'm a bad listener. My wife always tells me that.
Yes, you are.
This is an American strong ale brewed with cacao nibs, vanilla, coffee, and I hope you're not lactose intolerant.
No, I'm good.
Lactose.
I'm going to be shitting myself all over the place. Enjoy.
It's always nice to have a beer with some nibs.
Yes, I love
nibs. It's been
a
while since I had some nibs.
I love nibs, and I love...
Oh, the appearance has got a coaster on the bottom. No, the appearance is a...
It's dark.
It is dark. Mm-hmm. It's a dark brown or dark reddish brown.
See, it's hard in the lighting we have, but it definitely does look dark.
It's dark, and it's got an orange.
It looks caramel to me.
It looks caramel.
It has a caramel look to it, a dark caramel look to it.
The lacing is, let's look at the lacing. Minimal head.
Not a lot of head. Well, that's not true, though, because when you poured it, there was a lot of head.
Yeah, that's a bad pour.
The head has subsided.
I think that was a bad pour.
And the lacing is good on this beer. I say
medium lacing.
It's got a lot of...
We've seen better, but we've seen worse.
It's not... Yeah, that's true. All right, so it's time to taste. Oh, smell, sorry. I'm stepping ahead of the ASTL.
You could smell the coffee notes there. Yeah.
Yes, definitely coffee.
Coffee. It's a robust smell. Very rich.
Okay. It's time for the taste.
Let's taste that.
Ooh.
Wow, that has a very strong chocolate taste.
Yeah, chocolate. Got chocolate there. Coffee into chocolate. Coffee into, that's the cacao nibs. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
And it's got a little tart to it as well.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker, but this is definitely strong coffee flavor.
It is strong coffee, but can you taste a little tart in there as well?
Yes, it's very tart.
A little sour.
It's like a chocolate tart.
Like a chocolate tart.
Like dark chocolate.
Yeah,
like
dark chocolate.
Chocolate definitely hit me with the first taste. The chocolate
I like
hit me.
It,
the second
it
taste,
is dark chocolate.
The second taste hit me with the coffee.
Ooh. I like dark chocolate. Something else there I'm trying to place.
This is a good one. It's not one that I would maybe seek out because I'm not a coffee fan, and it definitely has a strong coffee note.
It does.
So if you like coffee.
Almost espresso.
If you're a fan of coffee, this is a good beer for you. But it definitely has a flavor profile of chocolate as well.
It's got a little
It's a mocha. For lack of a better term, it's almost like a mocha.
It is. And some minimal heat on the back end in your throat. Not as strong as our other ones we've tried on the heat, but a little bit.
It's good. Again, not one that I would seek out, but again, that's because I'm not a coffee fan. Bubba, what do you think?
Yeah, it's. I am a coffee fan. Weirdly, though, I don't like my beer and my coffee. I like them like separately.
Yeah,
but this is really sharp. It's the tartness. I think the bite. It's like that semi-sweet chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. So on our podcast, Sean rates the beers.
We got to give a mouthfeel real quick.
Sorry. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Jumping
the gun. I'm sorry.
The mouthfeel was kind of it's about a medium mouthfeel. I mean, I've had more syrupy, more heavy, but I think it's a little bit lighter than that on the mouthfeel.
It definitely has a creamy element to it.
Yeah, creamy.
It has a creamy element. It's not like, the creamiest beer. It's not a stout, but it definitely has a creamy base to it.
And it's crisp. It's kind of crisp with that tartness.
Yeah.
Not the crispiest, but it's crispier for this style, I would say.
Yeah, it's definitely right there. It, you said it right. It's definitely in the middle there.
Yeah.
Not quite crisp, but not quite creamy. It's kind of a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay, so
a little bit of vanilla, but you can sense the high alcohol.
Oh no! This is not a session beer. This is a put your dick.
But I don't think it's hitting you like a. I mean, we've had heavier stouts on the program, and we've reviewed heavier stouts. I don't think it hits you like that. I think
some of the beers we've reviewed before, those beers have the boozy element to it, the bourbon barrels,
right?
And I think that's a mind. Over matter thing where you have that boozy, that bourbony kind of flavor and smell.
But those
it makes you feel like you're getting more alcohol than you probably are.
Right.
Whereas this one, you don't have that element, but you're still getting the alcohol.
Yeah, you're getting the same level of alcohol, but not that same element.
Subconsciously, you're not thinking, oh, this is a boozy beer, but it is in fact a boozy beer.
That's why this could be dangerous.
Yeah, it could be. So as I was saying, Sean gives a rating from 0 to 5 bottle caps.
I think it's definitely over a 4. I'm going to go 4.27 on this one.
4.27. Yes. That is a lower score than some, but not quite. It's kind of in the middle of your normal score range. You have given 5s, you have given under 4. So,
yes.
So again, for all of you people that read the Talking Hops, if you come visit our website, go to offtherailspodcast.com, subscribe to our podcast, come listen. There's all kinds of beer reviews every episode. Sean Taylor and I and Bubba, we dive into the OG Tays tasting room. So come along with us, explore the beers and enjoy talkinghops.com and Off the Rails Podcast.
Yes.
So for Bubba, Sean, I'm Noah. There you go. So I guess it's time to close the door.
Get the fuck out.
So long.
Bubba, are you still in here?
Yeah. Sorry. I'll get out.